Then the Amalekite happened along, and he asked the Amalekite to kill him, and the Amalekite killed him. And, you know, all he never repented. He wouldn't budge. As if he was doing better and better with it. He was doing worse and worse. And that's what a lukewarm person is like. If God say, I'll spit them out of my mouth, there's something very rotten about them. Now, people that don't go to church every church service and they don't study like I would, they're still sweet people. They stay out of trouble. When you talk to them, they love God. They're not trying to do nothing crazy. That's not the kind of person God would spit out. Sometimes we have to make adjustments. But in order to understand the kind of person that God would spit out, I had to do research. So when something is new to you, God knows how to get his points over to you. You just have to seek till you find it. I don't want anybody to just do what I say. I want them to go at least do the research, become one and aligned with what God is doing so he can promote you like he wants to. And he, you know, when he sent me to these pastors, now I felt all kind of ways about what I was. I didn't really like it. Because when he first sent me, I didn't see nothing wrong with what they were doing. I said, why in the world did I tell God I'd obey everything he said? I didn't see it. And the Lord said, he's not obeying me. I said, Lord, I don't see nothing wrong with what he preached. I don't see nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing what I would do. I don't see the problem. But the Lord knew. He told him what to do, and he didn't do it. Then, he put me in a, I stuck with what God was saying. I had to, because I promised God I'd obey him. And so I went, everything I had a question about, I said, Lord, I don't see what the problem is. I said, show me. I don't understand. And he taught me. He trained me some more. Then he gave me a word. See, he had me where he wanted me. I obeyed him. He knew I'd obey him. And he knew I didn't see what he saw. So when I had to go to these pastors, I had something to go on because I had a word. I gave the pastor the word. I saw what the Lord was saying. And I continued. Eventually, I saw that people were not shifting gears. They were bearing fruit when it was time for God to purge them so they could bear more fruit. That's why they were failing, but I didn't know that. I didn't have anybody to teach me that. God, it was all new to me the first year. The second year, it was a little bit different. And the third year, I understood. The Lord started showing me visions over time. What would happen if they followed the course. When I drew near to the Lord myself and got a lot of things cleared up, when he gave me the 15 chapter regimen every day, I read those 15 chapters. He started dialoguing with me. And then in the dialogue, that's what I mean by dialoguing, I would ask the Lord a question. He'd immediately answer me. He started clearing up a lot of misnomers, spiritual misnomers that I believed. The word of God gave me a broader picture it gave me a greater version of God, of a God's eye view. When I read the scriptures, it's like I had a bird's eye view. When I read the chapters, I saw more of what was going on. And over time, I began to have a God's eye view of life. I started seeing why God said some things. Things stopped being such a mystery. The word over time, see, when you read chapters over time, I call that the spirit of the word, the intended perfect meaning of the word. Not just the regimen that people believe, but what the Holy Spirit. It even jumped over the misinterpretations. You know how people have Greek and Hebrew definitions. I began to see through that too, even though I didn't know Greek or Hebrew. Because I would ask the Lord his interpretation of words that I didn't understand. Just like the word virtue. Now, the dictionary word for virtue is honest living, you know, or power. But the Holy Spirit defined it perfectly. Some scholars won't even agree with me on this. But he said virtue is the amount of God's word inside your heart. That's what Jesus felt leave him. Then another thing made sense. He said, add to your faith virtue. How do you do that? Study the word. The word of God will give you what you need. And then, that verse made sense. I knew where to start I knew how to mount up for attack, so I could attack the enemy. I knew how to mount up for life. I knew how to mount up. Wherever I had a problem, I'd get more virtue on the situation. I studied God's word. And guess what happened? The Lord, he taught me more. He trained me better. Then I was able to see why what I was doing was so important. I wasn't doing this to show off. I wasn't doing this to gain friends and influence people. I wasn't trying to win friends. That was a book about it. Winning friends and how to win. You know, it was a motivational book. I never read it, but how to win friends and influence people. That wasn't my concern. My concern was doing what God said do, in full hopes that people would do the best that they could do. Nevertheless, what I didn't understand, I began to understand. Once I began to see how important it was, then I stopped being so reluctant. Again, I was reluctant the first few years when God sent me to those paths. That's not what I really wanted to do. I wanted to go preach. I felt like if I was preaching a message somewhere, that would do more good than me telling a pastor to follow God, that I felt like he was already following God, because I didn't see what God saw. But as God showed it to me, then I got in alignment with what the Holy Spirit was doing. And I did it with more confidence. Not arrogance, confidence. And sometimes I felt like, well, people are going to think I'm trying to tell them what to do. Well, actually, God never told me to tell a person what to change and how to change it. He just said, follow him. That's the limit of what I told him. And I had to show him what would happen if they did and what would happen if they didn't. Now, the Lord did give me examples to help them understand the importance of following God. But that kind of revelation I couldn't give unless they asked. And he said, if he asked you, give him this. He'd tell me what to give him if they asked. And I'm like, oh, Lord, bless them to ask. Help them ask. Help them cause them to ask. Because I want to give this thought to them. But I had to obey God. I don't think anybody ever asked. And it kind of broke my heart. Because I knew that if they got on board with what God was doing, God was going to, he had people in place. And he had people coming that was going to take the church to the next glory. And it used to frustrate me when it didn't happen. Not in animosity, you know. It's just a huge disappointment. I knew of a great loss that nobody understood. And they did. Now God talked to them just like he would his own son. He loved them. But he was grieved at the fact they didn't go forward. And he told me what he would do because they didn't, and he did. And he never stopped teaching me things about following God. But the deeper aspects, I couldn't reveal unless they asked. On these broadcasts, I reveal some of it as God give it to me. See, when Paul said, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Revelation has to be given on time, not ahead of time, and not a delayed amount, at the perfect time. Timing is very important to the anointing and protocols from God. if you give people knowledge ahead, before they can receive it, it can, you know, that's not good for them. They may reject it altogether and never get it, or they may, God may have to hold them responsible for something. I don't know all the details of how that works, but I know when God tells me not to say something, it's important. It's just as important as saying what He give me to say. And I try to stay perfectly on point with the Holy Spirit, like we all should do. God loves us. It's all about His love, but we have to receive revelation in order to believe it. So sometimes you have to work on your reception so that you can believe Him, so that you can be on one accord. And it's all right if you don't understand. God can still use you before you understand, but by all means, ask Him to help you understand whatever it is you need to understand so that you can be in alignment with Him. Walking in alignment with God is better than walking reluctantly with God. And I've done it all. I've done the reluctant way, and once, as I understood better. I trusted God. Trust helped me to get there. That's the point. Trust takes you beyond where you would normally go, and then you'll have faith in something much greater. If you already have mastered faith where you're at, that's good. That's one. Stay there. Don't go back. Don't revert back. Some people have reverted back to where they were. But when you trust God, now you're going to begin to have faith at a greater glory. And that's the point I've been trying to make all morning. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.